It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Caution urged ahead of Syria's ceasefire. President Obama Wednesday said the situation on the ground in Syria remains difficult ahead of a planned cessation of hostilities.
We are very cautious about raising expectations on this. The situation on the ground is difficult, but we have seen modest progress over the course of the last week or so with respect to humanitarian access to populations that are threatened.
The president said if there is a lessening of violence, that could provide a basis for a longer-term ceasefire and pave the way for a hoped-for political transition. A U.S.-Russian orchestrated truce is set to go into effect midnight Friday. It does not include militant groups such as the Islamic State or the Al-Qaeda-affiliated Nusra Front. President Bashar al-Assad said he's prepared to support it, but the main opposition group, the Saudi-backed High Negotiations Committee, or HNC, has yet to formally endorse the truce. Salim El-Mezlid is a spokesman.
It is very important that Russia and other parties stick to this agreement. You know, since Russia is a member of the Security Council, they signed Resolution 2254, they signed this agreement, and they signed the agreement in Munich. We hope that they're, you know, serious about it.
The HNC said its participation is contingent on delivery of humanitarian aid and an end of sieges and airstrikes. A French newspaper reports French special forces are engaged in fighting Islamic State fighters in Libya. Le Monde, quoting Libyan officials, said Wednesday the commandos are working in conjunction with U.S. and British personnel. The joint operation is said to be operating out of bases in Benghazi and Misrata. Meanwhile, IS fighters briefly took control of the center of the western town of Sabratha, beheading several security force members before being driven off. This is VOA News. A UN